This is Harry Murray at Murray Slash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're going to do our podcast today on the trout and bass fishing that I anticipate we'll be getting for the next month. We'll do the trout first. Now, at this time of the year, our streams normally are getting low and clear. The trout become wary. The aquatic insect hatches are pretty much over by now. So consequently, the trout are just simply going to have to feed on what's available. Because of the heavy pressure, the trout in our frequently fished streams get very wary. They've seen the same flies over and over and over all season. They just simply refuse a lot of them. So what I've done, I've developed what I call a change of pace series. In this, I'm trying to create flies that match the natural insects the trout feed on. Plus, I'm trying to create a different light pattern, that little meniscus on top of the water that the trout see as they're holding on their feeding station. I'm trying to create a different light pattern, a different silhouette than what they're accustomed to seeing. Some of these that I have in this change of pace selection include the oak worm, the Murray's moth, wasp, horsefly, housefly, yellow jacket, inchworm. All of these I actually have in my box. In fact, we have them here in the store. We sell this change of pace selection pretty heavily. These show the fish something they haven't seen in many fly boxes. They float like crazy. The fish go for them, and I've had situations where some of these particular flies will outfish anything I can throw at them this time of the year. And these flies are now on from now all the way into the fall. So I rely strongly on these change of pace flies rather than just go out there throwing Adams or a Light Cahill or another Light Cahill or another Adams. These are the flies that I use. And, of course, at this time of the year, you do have to rely on a very gentle, delicate, stealthy presentation. Sneak in on the pools as best you can sneak in on them. Never, never false cast over the pool you're about to fish. If you need to lengthen your line, do it to the side of the pool out where the trout can't see it. And I still rely strongly on slackline cast. I use a puddle cast, a lazy S cast, that kind of thing that I've talked about in the past. So the demands are a little more critical now, but then the rewards are great too. So give the trout a ring, see what you can do with them, and go from there. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going to go on the bass fishing this month. Usually, during the month of August, I start seeing some pretty heavy Hexagenia mayfly hatches. This is a monster now. This is a size 8 mayfly. And the bass feed very heavily on it. The first evening I realized how many bass were coming up to this. I was fishing on the North Fork of the Shenandoah right here beside town. I'd been fishing some poppers up along the bank, and I heard commotion on this flat pool behind me. I was about 2 hours before dark. And I heard this commotion on the water, and I looked back down, and here water I had just waded through 15 minutes, a half hour before that, there were bass back there feeding like gangbusters. I looked closely, and sure enough, the Hexagenia were coming on very strong. I held my wristwatch out over the stream, sighted down over it, and in a honest, measured 1 minute, I counted 17 bass feeding on Hexagenia mayflies. Some of them were taking the adult, some of them were taking the dun just coming up, some of them were taking the spinner that was coming back, some of them were taking the emerger just under the surface. And this is exciting fishing. My favorite fly for all this is the Mr. Rapidan Skater in about a size 8. Now that's on a 3X long shank hook, so we're showing him a pretty big mouthful. If I think they're working on the surface and the water down below me like it was this first evening, water's probably about 4 feet deep, I'm going to cast down and across to them at about a 45-degree angle, drop my fly about 2 feet upstream of where I see this bass coming up. He'll be on a feeding station coming up. I'm casting my fly about 2 feet above him, get my rod up in the air, and just twitch it down toward him very gently. I use that retrieve sometimes just a sort of a dead drift down to him and hunt and peck around down like that. Now, that's if the water's approaching 4 feet deep, because I am upstream from them, up and across about a 45-degree angle. If I see splashy rise forms, I'm pretty sure they're taking the emerger just under the surface. And what I do there, I fish the Mr. Rapidan skater on a 9-foot 2X right butt leader. I attach 3 feet of 2X mono to the bend of that hook with an improved clinch knot, and then I put a number 10 Mr. Rapidan olive soft tackle to that. And I'm fishing that as the emerger with it dry up above it. And that is very effective. And I'll work downstream wherever I see those guys coming up. And just if I don't see that many rises, I just kind of cover the water all the way down. Now, one evening, I got in the water and I was going to play this game down and across. This hatch is almost always on the last 2 hours of the day, by the way. I was going to play this game the same way I had the previous couple of evenings. Well, when I got there, I looked upstream, and there was an island there, and there were a whole lot of fish feeding just below that island. See, that's sort of the habitat for the Hexagenia nymph. They're in that kind of slow, sloppy bank type thing. And if the bottom is a little mushy, there'll be a lot of Hexagenia in that. Okay, so I was in the river looking upstream toward this island, and there were probably well over a dozen bass feeding below this island, which was about the size of a tennis court. So I figured, what the heck, here they are, I'll go for them. So I had my same fly on there. I started fishing up toward them. And I kept putting them down and putting them down and putting them down. Even on a long cast shooting up there, and I use a 7-weight line. Even with a 7-weight line making long cast, I was putting them down like gangbusters. Well, finally, when I got up fairly close to that island, I realized the water there was probably about 2 to 3 feet deep. And as careful as I was waiting, I was still putting these guys down. So the only way I could really get to them was get over on the side where I wasn't waiting in quite that shallow water and shoot across to them and take them in that manner. But the Hexagenia hatch is a dandy. Now it is moody. Last year, my son called me after getting off the river one evening, said, "Dad, you got to go down to that slippery rock access place we use." And he said, "The Hexagenia are on there real thick." And I said, "Well, were they all over the whole river down there? Because these are some big flat pools." He said, "Yes, but I was right down there where there are three rocks out there where we used to put a boat in." He said, "I was straight out from those three big boulders, and there were just Hexagenia all over the place and bass feeding all over." He said, "Just head down there this evening around those three big boulders." Well, I head down there around those three big boulders, and I got down there about 2 hours before dark. Nobody showed up. Another half hour polished off, nobody showed up. So in the next 2 hours, same area Jeff had hit them the evening before, I probably saw a half a dozen Hexagenia hatch. Now, why that happens, I don't know. The weather was the same. The water level was the same. The water temperature was the same. But then go down 2 or 3 evenings later, and boom, 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 they're all over the place. So my point is, the hatch will vary from day to day and to a certain extent from the time of the clock to one to the clock. However, it's almost always the last 2 hours of daylight in the evening. So take advantage of that Hexagenia hatch, which will be on, sometime it's on well into October. So, but I'd go ahead and be on the lookout for it, because when you can hit them right, it is fantastic fishing. Now, this is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. If you have any questions on any of this, just give me a call at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.